Now, After Dark with Aaron. On Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
It's officially time to kick off After Dark tonight. It's 10:01 across the capital. Thank you so much for tuning in. Mentioned earlier, there's a new disease sweeping the nation, mostly affecting men. It's called commitment phobia. And that's what Marwa and I are going to talk about this hour. Stick around. It's coming up. We'll kick it off with Neo right here. Duran Duran, Come Undone, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. It is 10:10 across the capital. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I'm Aaron, and you are listening to After Dark. Mauro Rocha in the studio, and tonight we're talking about...
commitment phobia.
Commitment phobia. Did you like my lead at the top of the hour?
Beautiful.
A new disease sweeping the nation, mostly affecting men. It's called
commitment phobia.
Actually, it's
Zach
affecting.
Was making fun of.
Yes,
Zach.
He was. He was making fun of me as usual. That's fine. It's not just affecting men, though. In all honesty, it's affecting everyone.
Yep, that is very true. Funny thing, when I was researching that topic, it was mainly addressed for men. But most of the people that I know with commitment phobia are women.
Really?
It's unbelievable. Most of the men that I know want to get in a relationship, and the women are the ones who are freaking out.
How the tables have turned.
Yep.
Why don't we give a definition of commitment phobia?
All right, now... any kind of phobia, and this came like a surprise, any kind of phobia, you say claustrophobia, it means that you're afraid of closed places. Or,
right.
Or arachnophobia, you're afraid of spiders, so you try to avoid them.
Right.
Commitment phobia, now this is the funny thing, it is the one phobia that you don't try to avoid. So as long as you're not in a relationship, you are dying to be in a relationship. You're lonely, you're looking, you're seeking, you're searching, you're yearning for a partner.
Right.
But then... well, once you're there, once you are with a partner, after the beginning and all the nice starts and being so much into it,
right,
you just flip. And you don't admit that it's because of a relationship or a commitment phobia. And we're going to get into details about this. So it is basically commitment phobia is the fear of vows, pledges, promises, whether you can keep them or you cannot.
I know a few people like that.
Yep, very true.
We all know a few people like that.
Yes,
that's
very, very, very true. Yep. So that is basically the meaning of a commitment phobia. It's not something you're trying to avoid. Most people, that when you tell them you have a commitment phobia, they would deny it. They would say, come on, I'm searching for a partner. I've been here and here and there looking for someone, and I've searched under every stone trying to find a partner. But when that doesn't happen, it's just because I haven't met the right one. But in fact, they make sure that whoever they're with is not the right one. They turn that person into anything but the right one. That's how this phobia works.
All right. What is our what are we throwing out to the listeners tonight?
As a question.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you what I'm going to be talking about, like the main headlines.
Okay.
And then I'm going to pose the question.
Okay.
So I'm going to be talking about the commitment phobia person, commitment phobe. In the beginning of a relationship and his behavior or her behavior, in the middle of the relationship and at the end of the relationship. So that is like you can understand how that person behaves. And then how to spot one in the beginning, and then how to know if you are one, how to help yourself if you are one, and how to help your partner if he is one.
Okay.
So the question would be, do you know anybody with a commitment phobia, and how do you handle that?
Okay. 6163 or 3855055. That's the phone number to get in touch. 3855055 or 6163 on the SMS. Actually, K-Matt, who hosts the Pepsi Top 20 Countdown in the Wednesday Nokia Playlist Show, he mentioned something, and the more I think about this song's lyrics, it totally fits.
Which song did he ask for?
He asked for Katy Perry. It's called Hot and Cold, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
You're hot and you're cold, you're yes and you're no, you're in and you're out, you're like a girl changes clothes. Cause you're hot.
Tell me how you gonna be without me. If you ain't here, I just can't breathe. There's no air, no air.
Usher with Moving Mountains right here at Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. It is 10:27. I want to welcome you into After Dark. If you just tuned into the program, it is Monday, which means tomorrow Raka's in the studio, and we're talking about commitment phobia.
Do you have a freaky tone or something?
Hold on, let me see what I can find. It's got to be like the Count on Sesame Street. Commitment
we
phobia.
We should have done that one for Halloween.
We're talking about commitment phobia. You gave a description of it at the beginning of the program, and you said basically, if arachnophobia is the fear of spiders, commitment phobia is the fear of commitment.
Yep, but with the thing is, with spiders, you avoid them.
Right, but
with relationships, you crave them, you try to make them happen. Once you're there, you make sure you ruin them up.
All right.
There we go. So, Ginger is saying, me, I just drive guys away. Try yelling at them every single guy you meet. It works.
Yeah.
Wow.
Salem says, I agree with Marwa that many women are afraid to commit not just to a relationship, but an honest relationship. But to be fair, many men don't deserve respect with the games we play. Specifically, and this is not my words, these are Salem's words.
I see the board right here.
Specifically, Egyptian men, they are immature and materialistic and egocentric, irresponsible too. I didn't say it.
No comment, move on.
Okay, scroll up for me. I know this absolutely beautiful, amazing, smart girl, and I've been trying to get her to like me for ages, but it just won't happen. She said she has commitment phobia, but I'm not convinced. But then again, she's never had a boyfriend in her life, so I don't know.
Hold on. Now, if somebody has a commitment phobia, it doesn't mean that they have never been in a relationship. It means they have been in a lot of short-term relationships.
Right, but nothing that lasts a long time, nothing.
Yes. But here, in this case, she's afraid to try. That means she's, like, saving her heart or saving her feelings or waiting for the right man. But commitment phobia does not mean you avoid commitment or you avoid relationships. You go, but you end it really fast.
All right, why don't you... You said the things that we were going to talk about tonight. Why don't you start with the first one?
Yeah, okay. Now, in a relationship, because this is like, very tricky.
Okay.
When you are with someone... he or she, who is a commitment phobe. Now, in the beginning, now, because this is a very interesting article. Now, it says that in the beginning, he or she, they come at you very strong, very attentive, caring, loving. They shower you with interest, even way, way more than you are interested in them.
Right.
Tells you how special you are and that the only reason that he's never lasted in a relationship is that he's never met anybody like you. And they would do anything to impress you. And they would come on as needy and vulnerable. So you begin to feel like sorry for them, sorry for their bad luck, sorry that they haven't been with someone good. And this is how you begin opening up to them. You feel like they're so good and they're so nice and they're so caring. Nobody has ever understood them. And here you go. You are the savior. You're going to understand them and make it better. So in the beginning, they would begin using the word we. They would hint at marriage. They would talk about the future. They would like make it like very easy to be together. It's like it's only natural for you to be together. So you begin thinking of the future because like, okay, wow, this is the great person that I've been waiting for. And it's going steady and he or she is talking commitment. So that is in the beginning. All right, now if it's a guy, now this is a very nice line. He is sympathetic to women's plights and often belittles other men who treat women poorly. And he goes out of his way to earn your trust and he tries to convince you to commit to him exclusively. So all of those signs are in the beginning of the relationship.
Right.
When he's just like, he or she is all over you. And then he won your heart. Or she won your heart. And you feel like you're super lucky and you're madly in love and it's forever. In the middle of the relationship. Now, I'm going to go over this very slowly because this is the turning point and
yeah,
those are the signs.
Let's go over the middle.
Hold them?
Yeah, hold the
hold?
Middle.
Okay.
Hold.
Hold
the middle
okay,
part.
I'll wait.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to save the middle part till we come back.
Yeah.
But we want to know your thoughts on commitment phobia. Get in touch at 6163 or 38555055. What was the question that you asked earlier?
All right, now if you are with someone and you sense that this person is a commitment phobe, how do you handle that? How do you win them over?
Okay. 616-338-5055 around the corner. See there featuring Amy Lee. Want to remind you, if there's a love song or a love dedication you may have, send it in to 6163. Here's Beck with Lost Cause on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
To After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
I'm still your pain.
Morgan right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. It's 10:40 across the capital. Let's see. Sarah Ali wants to tell Mohammed Farouk that she loves you so much and she misses you and she just wants to hear your voice. Aw.
That's sweet. I hope he's listening.
I hope so, too. You are tuned in to After Dark. Remember, Rock on the studio tonight. We are talking about commitment phobia. And a lot of great messages already coming in. Ginger chimed in, and we were talking about commitment phobia. And Salem got in touch and had a comment about Egyptian men, because he's an Egyptian man. So Ginger responds and says, not only Egyptian men, all men who weren't raised appropriately or their parents didn't stress upon the fact that you should treat women the right way and not play games.
Mm-hmm. I want to address that one. My girlfriend has been avoiding me ever since she found out that we were going to university together. What should I do? All right, now here is what you need to do. Your girlfriend is not stressing out because she's going to be with you. It's just the thought she's not going to have any space. Mm-hmm. So the best way to handle that is give her space. Do not, like, be all over her and with her. Just pretend that you're not at the same university. And let her choose to be with you. Let her choose to spend her time with you in university. So just give her time, give her space, and don't take it for granted the fact that the two of you are girlfriend boyfriend, that the two of you have to be together all the time. It's just like two people working together in the same place. They work together, they go out after work, and then they go home together, and that's not healthy. So you just need to give her some space, assurance that you're not going to invade that university area of hers until she's ready, and then she's going to come back to you.
Gotcha.
All right, now I need to read Esther Mutter's comments.
Mm-hmm.
Where? Here. Okay. No. Here we go. Now he's saying, it's bad when your fear of commitment makes you lose the right one, but it's worse when your fear of loneliness keeps you stuck with the wrong one.
I totally agree.
That one is beautiful, Esther. Thank you.
It's the truth, though. If you were talking about how that commitment phobia person will do everything in their power to get you, and once they got you,
mm-hmm.
It's like the art of the chase almost.
Exactly. And in one of the articles here, they're saying that he's more or she is more interested in the hunt or the chase than the kill.
And then once you have that person, then what happens? And that's what we're going to talk about, the middle part.
Yes, I'm holding.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so the middle part. Now, I'm going to go slowly over each point because it's very important. Now, he seems to be very slowly and gradually, like, diminishing and decreasing his time, calls, and attentiveness. So this is the first sign that something's not right. And then you get mixed messages. One day, come here. The next day, go away. And then he begins having, like, compartments in his life. This is a compartment for us, this is a compartment for you alone, and this is a compartment for me. And you don't mix this with that. It's not we all the time. I need to have, like, my little own area. And you don't mess with that. And he starts to make you feel less of a priority in his life, and he has rational reasons why. And it's basically that the common word would be, I really love you so much and I need time and space to miss you. So that would be like the justification of why he's pulling away. And then your intimate life changes. He wouldn't be like the one who's initiating. You always feel that you're the one asking. And your time together starts to become scheduled. So it's like on Monday, this is our time. On Tuesday, this is me alone. On Wednesday, I go out with my friends. I don't know when this is my time with the hairdresser and what have you.
Right.
So you begin feeling like you're working on a schedule and you're no longer a priority in his life. And, okay. Now the hurtful comments.
Okay.
This would start. Now, in the beginning, everything about you is just perfect. Everything about you is super special. And he's very happy with your presence in his life. Or she. You know, we said in the beginning, commitment phobia is not gender specific. Could be for a man or for a woman. And it happens.
Okay.
So the hurtful comments would begin taking place. So suddenly, he doesn't like the way you do your hair. Or suddenly, the way you talk upsets him. Or suddenly, your job is getting on his nerves. So all those hurtful things come out in conversations. It's like an excuse to keep you away, an excuse to distance himself from you. and that is very hurtful. Sometimes, if the commitment phobia is severe, if somebody asks that person, are you together or are you dating or are you in a relationship, the answer would be no. So they would even deny your presence, or they would just say she's a friend. Or if you're going out, you wouldn't be sure, are you going out with that person because you're together or because you're not? So there is this air of uncertainty.
Or they have separate lives from you.
Yep, that is very true. Can you give me an example?
Okay, like there are certain friends that you don't know that this person always hangs out with, and they have no intention of introducing you to them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, that is exactly my point. Very good. All right, and the constant feeling that you're having is that your needs are not met. You always feel that this person is not really listening to you and not really hearing what you're saying. So you begin to point out things for him or for her that you want to change, but then they're not responding. And then he begins pointing out the good things about you, but then would ask almost resentful and uncomfortable when you begin displaying those things. So it's like, for example, he would say the best thing about you is your independence. And then the moment you begin displaying this independence, he begins complaining that you're being independent.
Gotcha.
All right. And then he starts like a trip of fault finding. Finding something that is wrong with you. Finding something that he cannot change. And that is like super bad. Like super bad. And, okay, he agrees to change and makes a big show of remorse. He acts confused and conflicted. You actually feel sorry for him. And then it starts all over again. Now, at this stage of the relationship, you just think that you need to love him more or love her more to, like, secure them. Because you get this idea in your head that, oh, she's just insecure, and I need to assure her and tell her over and over and over that I love her. And then once I say that many times and be there long enough, the fear would go away and the insecurities will just vanish and I would have a good partner.
Right.
But the thing is, the more you love and the more you care, the more resentful the partner becomes, because they feel that your love is suffocating them.
Right.
It's not liberating them.
All right, we'll talk about this a little more around the corner. AK got in touch. Wait a minute. I'm lost because there's...
Hey, guys, starting from here.
Here we go. I'm like, wait a minute.
He sent so many messages.
Says, hey, guys, this is the message that I did send from 2 weeks ago. I did write the subject on your site, Marwa. A little update. Relationships are to be clear and open up, or the girl does not...